Welcome to A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. I'm your host, Juan, and this podcast teaches mental health professionals to cultivate curiosity and build ambition in their journey to starting, growing, and scaling a private practice. Let's dive into the episode. All right, everyone, how's everyone doing today? You know, we are at series 3. You went through the first, you went through the second, and we're the third one, the final one, looking at your website facelift. You know, it's all about helping you to really make sure that all your boxes are checked when it comes to conversion, when it comes to having a beautiful website so that whenever your ideal client lands on it, they have that great experience, they click the button to schedule, and then you are able to work with them to support them in their journey of healing and recovering. So the first two podcasts prior to this one, we went into your homepage, we went into the other pages of your website. So at this point, you have a lot of gold nuggets. You know, again, I really want to encourage you to put it into play. It's great to listen, great to take information in, but take that extra step. Take a day off, maybe a Saturday, work with your marketing specialist, with your, you know, whoever handles your website, or if you DIY it, do it yourself. Take that time, implement these changes, and you're going to see results. You're going to see conversions right away. And then to just make sure that you see those results, communicate with your clients. Ask them, you know, what did you think about the website? Was it a good experience for you? And then they're going to give you the feedback and say, yes, you know, the homepage, I felt it was awesome. It was really welcoming. Your services page, they went into detail and so forth. Overall, just really giving you, you know, that perspective to know if you were doing what you should be doing to move that needle forward. So let's dive in without further ado into SEO and ensuring that now that you've done some of the back-end work, if you will, or front-end too, you know, you've done the work when it comes to the homepage and the other pages in your website, let's look at search engine optimization. And if you know me, I like to keep things very simple. So we're not gonna go into too much depth into what SEO is, search engine optimization. We're more gonna look at it as this foundation of, if I do a good job with search engine optimization, then people are going to have an easier time finding me. And that's something that I really want to take advantage of. You know, if I have Bob out there and Bob is struggling with anxiety and I'm an anxiety therapist, then I want to do my best to make sure that I have a website and I've structured it effectively so that it's easy for Bob to find my site and he doesn't have to go through the trenches to find that we would be a great fit for each other. So one of the first places I want you to go to with your website or to focus on with your website is reducing the load speed, meaning that I want you to, and I may have said that incorrectly, but I want you to make sure that your website loads at a fast speed. So there are a lot of free sites out there. You can Google, check my website, speed out, items like that. And then what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot of items on Google come up. Click one, put your URL for your website, and then it's going to tell you how fast your website's loading. It's going to have it like green for, you know, good, yellow for you can put some work in, if red for definitely put some work in. But overall, what I want you to do here is I want you to make sure that you know that your website is loading at an effective speed. A back-end trial, what you can do is get on your phone right now, load your website, and then consider how long it took to load that website. If it takes too long, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel like you want to wait, or does it make you feel like you want to, you know, scroll and then go to something else? And that's where you want to put yourself in the shoes of your client. You know, our clients are often no different than we are when it comes to that expectation of the online space. We get online, we get on a website, we want to make sure that it's a great experience, even when it comes to loading. And then that does impact search engine optimization. Next place we want to look at with search engine optimization is connecting to relevant sites. So again, when it comes to SEO, you know, just in the very simple terms, SEO, the work that you put into it ranks your website higher. So if you're a therapist out there and you have a practice that is all about relationship counseling, then it's advantageous for you to have your website connected to other websites or podcasts, other places online that are relevant to yours. An example of this for me would be I have the podcast, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. Now, the podcast is linked to my website, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. That's also linked to guest episodes I've done, let's say on the Practice of the Practice with Joe Sanek, or guest episode that I've done with Melvin over at Sell on the Couch. All those are linked. So then what that does for SEO, right, for the whole realm of search engine optimization, is that it ranks me higher because it makes it more relevant. The online space sees my website and they go, okay, cool, Juan, we see your website, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice, but we need to know that it's relevant. And what makes it relevant is a lot of what's been mentioned today, but right now what we're talking about is linking. So it's important for us to make sure that we link it to other places so that the online space is able to say, okay, here's valuable information. Here's information that is connected to another website that's also doing well. And then that ranks you higher and higher in Google. So that whenever, you know, my ideal client, a therapist out there who needs support in their journey of private practice, whether it's going from a solo to a group practice, wanting to hit that mark of making six figures, wanting to create passive income, whenever they get on Google and they start to search, they go, hey, Google, you know, online space, ways to get better at finding my ideal client in private practice, right? Whatever they put on Google, the likelihood that my site is going to come up higher and higher is no longer just fingers crossed. It's based on this back-end work that I'm doing, which is exactly what I'm showing you here today. So with your practice, I want you to think about who are the relevant people that you could link to. Again, consider if you specialize in relationship counseling. You know, we can play with this right now. If you specialize in relationship counseling, I want to encourage you to take time to be a guest on other blogs that focus on relationship support. I want you to take time to be a guest on other podcasts that focus on relationship support. I want you to think about looking at other websites in general that relate to what you're doing and see if you can link items on there. All three of those and many more are ways that you can allow your website to link to these other websites and make it more relevant. Again, that's going to boost you or boost your website, which makes it easier for your ideal clients to say, okay, I'm able to work with this person. And again, it's easier to find you. Next point that we want to look at is linking again. And this linking has to do with internal linking. What I just shared earlier was external linking. And there's no really, you know, well, from my end, I think it's pretty simple when it comes to internal inside the website, external outside the website. So as an example, for my website, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice, external linking, which is what we just discussed, is me linking my website to something outside of my website. So let's say the practice of the practice with Joe Sanek. If I link my website to that episode that he did and vice versa, right? We're linking to each other. Now I have an external link. That's going to help with boosting my SEO, search engine optimization. And then what we're going over now is internal linking. So it would be my own website, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. And let's say on the homepage, I have on their courses, right? Courses that can help therapists in journey of private practice. If you click on that, and that takes you to another page that's in A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice.com, right? The same URL, it's in that website. That's called internal linking. That's gonna help with SEO, because what it does is that it shows the online space that is relevant information. It shows that, you know, there's internal linking going on, and it makes it easier for my site to get ranked higher and higher. Next place that we want to go to is identifying your keywords. Now, there are short and long keywords, and there's specific terminology for that, but overall, a short keyword would be like relationship counseling. A long keyword would be like relationship counseling near me. Right, so you kind of get the emphasis there that one has limited amount of words and the other one has more words. So hence we've got a short one and a long tail keyword. Cool. All right, so from that point, we want to get into this whole understanding of, well, why is it important to know keywords? You know, what the heck does keywords have to do with SEO? Right, so far we know that we need SEO. We need to focus our time on developing effective strategies to have an effective platform for search engine optimization on our website so that our website is ranking higher and higher. That way, if our ideal client's online and they're searching for us, our site is on the first page of Google and it's easy for them to find us. Cool. So we all got that so far. So now we're looking at keywords. Why are keywords relevant? Well, keywords have to do with what your clients are searching for. I mean, think about the simplest thing, right? You're driving down the road and you're like, fuck, my tire just went out, right? Most often people get on their phone, right? And they're like, all right, let me get on my phone. Let me Google mechanics near me. Bam. Mechanics near me. That's the keywords that you just Googled, right? Mechanics near me. Google grabs those keywords that you just put in there. And then it populates a whole list of possible places for you to go to. So then the magic question comes in. what's the relationship between the keywords that I'm using and the places that just popped in? And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to identify what the keywords are that you need for your ideal clients. So it does take time, and there's different avenues you can go in. There's a bunch of free ones. You can Google, you know, ways to improve SEO using keywords. You can work with a marketing specialist. I recommend both. You know, even if you got to shell out a little bit of money up front, it's better to have a clear foundation before you start using random keywords. So just kind of take a step back because I don't want us to get too lost. And then as we do, I'm going to take a slight tiny break and get a little bit of water. All right, so with keywords, and I appreciate you bearing with me. I like for these episodes to be supernatural aware. I'm not even worrying about cutting things out because it's life, right? We keep things real with each other. So with keywords, I want you to think about your ideal clients. How do your ideal clients find you? And let's rule out referral sources. Let's just stick to if your ideal client's waking up at 2 a.m. and they're in a really rough spot, what are they likely to put on the Google search bar? You know, what would they put on there? Think about it. If I'm a relationship counselor, maybe my client would put in there, you know, how not to get divorced. You know, how to stop my wife from wanting to divorce me. How to fix my marriage. How to be a better husband. How to get our spark back. You know, how to have better sex within my marriage. Right? All of these that I'm sharing with you are keywords. So then what we want to know is we want to know how relevant these keywords rank. Because there's people online, right? All of these individuals online, just like you and I, we get online and we Google different things. And all the keywords that we put in have a certain ranking. Like some keywords like marriage counseling, the online space may say, yeah, man, everyone's searching for this keyword. Other ones like relationship therapy, the online space may say people are searching for this more at a medium rate. And then some other keywords, the online space may say, hey, there's hardly anyone searching for these. So that's where it's important for us to have that keyword knowledge to understand how it relates to SEO. And then maybe if needed to work with a marketing specialist so that they're able to give us that feedback. But as you listen to this podcast, I want to work with you and walk with you as much as I can. So once you identify the keywords that your ideal client is searching for, that's what you're going to be using for the heavy, heavy amount of content that's produced in your website. So as an example, for a counselor's journey to private practice, I want you to think about this with me, right? My ideal client is you. You know, individuals that are in their journey of private practice that may want to hit that six-figure, seven-figure mark, that may want to transform their solo practice, that may want to go from a solo to a group practice. You could be a veteran out there, but you want to get better. You want to free up your space so you can live your best life while still serving other people. Overall, you are in a journey of private practice, and you're looking for support. You're looking for a support system. You're looking for some sort of aid to allow you to level up, to scale up, to continue to be the best version that you can be in that professional space, right? In the professional space of private practice. So you get online and you search for things, right? You search for things like how to create passive income as a therapist, how to market my counseling practice, right? So these are things that you're putting on the online space, and they're keywords. So for me, right, ask the person who is taking the position of needing to know what you're searching for, it's important for me to now create content around that. So I want to create blogs around that. I want to create podcast episodes around that. I want to be a guest on other people's podcasts about that. I want to write books about it. I want to do social media content on it. And the more and more that I do, right, I am pushing all of this stuff on the online space, and I'm just providing so much support, if you will. Then the online space goes, all right, we've got something here, right? We've got this person, right, this website that's producing content based off of these set of keywords, and is really relevant, and lots of people are searching for it. So then over time, because typically it does take time, somewhere around 3 to 6 months, for everything to start ranking appropriately. Over time, the website now gets higher and higher. And then the goal is, right, my goal, just like your goal, is that whenever our ideal clients are searching for something that relates to us, our website ranks up there, right? That way we know that we're doing a good job, we're supporting other people, and then business is going in the right direction. So hopefully that makes sense. You know, again, I want to encourage you to take time, really take time to figure out what your keywords are. You know, going back into my journey of private practice, I did not do this in the right way. I just went out there and started to write, and I started a blog right out of graduate school. So I think back in 2014, and I just started to write about whatever really came to mind. Like I wrote about anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, relationships, and I love writing. So it was, you know, no biggie, if you will, for me to get on there and write. But then I found myself in this position of I'm working really hard, but I also need to work smart, right? I need to make sure I'm making smart decisions with how I'm building the practice and ensure that I'm writing content that's appropriate to those that are my ideal client versus writing content that's for everyone. And then over the years, you know, I sat down. Most of you know that I run the practice with my wife, Elizabeth. We sit down and we do weekly meetings together focused on the business. And then we sat down and said, okay, who are the individuals that are our ideal clients? What are they searching for? And we developed keywords. We worked with marketing specialists over the years to figure out, okay, these are the keywords that we need to focus on. So now when we write content based off of those keywords. Again, if you kind of go in the other direction where you are just writing content off of every keyword, it makes it really, really hard to rank high because then you are going against everyone, right? If I am writing on every topic of mental health, then we know there's tons of people out there writing on every topic of mental health. But if I focus on one and I do a really, you know, just badass job of it, just really get on there, badass and in a good way, not a bad way, then my site's going to start ranking. Now, what I'll share with you, you know, when it comes to SEO and keywords is take time. It takes time, my friends. It takes typically 3 to 6 months before you start seeing some results. So that's where it's important for us to, instead of just jumping at it and writing about a random keyword, even if you have to shell out a couple of $100, you know, I really would encourage you to do that. You know, do it, shell it out, or do some back-end research from your end. Google, you know, there's tons of free content on there. I try to put as much as I can from my end, and there's so many other people. One of the ones that I go to a lot is Neil Patel, NEILPATEL.com. And there's no affiliation here. But they do awesome work and they do a lot of freebies on there where you're able to see exactly what to do, how to rank your site and so forth. Next place we want to go to when it comes to your website facelift, SEO, making sure that all the hard work that you're doing, right? You're busting your butt. You're making sure that your homepage looks awesome. Your other pages look great. Is ensuring that you are connecting, right? You're linking to sites that hold trust. Right. And one of the ways to ensure that you're doing that is that your links are not broken. So if you're unfamiliar with what a broken link is, literally it just means that you click on it and it takes you to what's called a 404 page. It takes you to a page that's not loading appropriately or not working appropriately. And that would be the same thing if I met you and you said, Juan, you know, where can I get the best coffee in Greensboro, North Carolina? And that's where I'm at. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then I go, well, you know, you should definitely check out blank place over at this direction. And then you're like, thanks, dude. All right. And then you get in your car and you drive over there and then you get there and it's like just an abandoned field. And you're like, what the hell? What's going on here? Right. That's a broken link. It's a bad experience. And that bad experience is going to have an effect, right? It's going to decrease trust and then it's going to hurt our relationship. So when it comes to your website, ensure two things. Ensure that all the links that you have on there are not broken. Ensure that all the links that you have on there are to sites that you trust versus just to random sites. And doing those two things is going to help with really making sure that your website gets ranked, you know, higher and higher. Again, you know, take time to do that so that you don't find yourself in a tough position. Sometimes we do skip over it. I want to go back for a moment. The first one that I mentioned was removing anything that slows down your website. One of the things that can affect that or slow down your website is those broken links. So really, you know, really take time to do that so you don't find yourself in a tough spot. All right. So we are finding ourselves at an end point. You know, we're finding ourselves at a good point. I know that we could continue. I'll tell you when it comes to SEO, search engine optimization, giving your website a facelift, I enjoy it. I do. I will sit down with my marketing team and go for hours until one of them were like, all right, Juan, let's get out the phone. It's just something that I truly enjoy, you know, looking for these creative ways to move forward, to adjust things, to make sure that the content that's being created is effective and it's appropriate and that we're working smarter and not always harder. So before you head off, here's a couple of recommendations I want to give you, right? We have these three episode series, 1, 2, 3 for your website facelift. I really want to encourage you to go through it. I want you to reach out to me. Tell me what your experience was. Tell me how helpful it was for you to go through the series and the type of changes that you made. Send me some images. You know, do a screenshot of your website. Send me a URL to your website. If you have any questions, you know, if you want me to look at it, I have no issue looking at your website and giving you an audit, if you will. You know, an audit where I can look through it and say, hey, here's some areas to look at. I would love to do that. At the end of the day, we are all on the same journey. We're in the journey of making sure that from the business end, we are doing the best that we can so that whenever we close that door and we sit down with our patients, we are fully consciously present. I've been in that situation way too many times where the business end was going in the wrong direction. And then when I would close that door and have that session with, you know, my ideal client, I just wouldn't be fully there. You know, things weren't going in the right direction. And that's where it's really important for me to make sure that I always show up here for you, so that you're able to show up for all those that you're serving in your life. Thank you again. And before you head off, one of the things that really helps the podcast is reviews. If you're able to, I would love if you're able to get on there for the Apple Podcast review. You literally just go to Google, put on their Apple Podcast, A Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. You'll see it pop up. From there, click that link, open up the screen, you'll see reviews. I would love if you could leave me a review. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know one way that I've helped you. You know, even if the review says, hey, I really love this episode, blank, it lets me know what to focus more on, what to do. Maybe if you want to be on here to be a guest, I would love to have you as a guest. It's really simple. Just reach out to me, whether it's on to the website or hit me up on Instagram, and we'll be able to make that connection. As always, continue to rock on. Have an amazing day. In your journey of private practice, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. Please leave an awesome review and share this podcast with any counselor you think is working towards starting, growing, and scaling a counseling practice. Let's grow together in our journey. I'll see you in the next episode.